Hey there. Today, our purposeful conversation is with John Tucker and Rachel Osterbach, lead cast members from the Emmy-winning A&E television series Born This Way. And just in case you're not familiar or don't know very much about Born This Way, it follows a group of seven young adults born with Down syndrome as they pursue their passions and lifelong dreams, explore friendships, romantic relationships, and work, all while defying society's expectations. Their willingness and courage to openly share their lives through a lens that is not often shown on television, we learn they have high hopes just like everyone else. The series also gives voice to parents, allowing them to talk about the joy their children bring to the family and the challenges they face in helping them live as independently as possible. Born This Way is in its fourth season. John and Rachel actually made Emmy history last year by being the first individuals with Down syndrome to present an award at the televised Emmys. And we're making a little history of our own here at Parenting Special Needs Magazine, featuring these celebrities on our cover. I had the pleasure of interviewing and speaking with John and Rachel to find out how they feel about being TV celebrity, some of their personal aspirations, and how they're working to achieve them. And thoughts about being a role model. Sean McElwee had a family emergency and was unable to be interviewed live, but he also shared with us in the article, Born This Way is Paving the Way. And I will include a video snippet in the show notes from him as well. Born This Way is definitely having an impact. As I mentioned before, I witnessed firsthand these role models are having on others. I was watching a few of the shows to prepare some interview questions, and I asked my daughter Kaylee to watch a couple episodes with me. And when the show was over, Kaylee looked at me, and with all seriousness, she said, "Mom, I think I could live in an apartment with my friends." Inside, my heart smiled, and I realized she had just been inspired. And I said, "Yes, it is definitely something we can work towards." What also struck a chord in me is that the show, the parents featured in the show, are role models and mentors for us, the parents of children with different abilities. We get to learn from them as they help pave the way, as they're helping their children pursue their dreams and live as independently as possible. Let's start this conversation. We begin by speaking with John Tucker, who is a very friendly and fun-loving guy, and it was great to speak with him. I began by asking him how he got his start. Here's what he has to say.
When you were in high school, did you have like a game plan? Like, did you say, "Hey, I'm gonna do this," and like take certain steps so that you could become? Did you take acting classes?
Actually, what happened was I became a hip hop dancer first. I
You
was a
did.
dancer. And they knew me from, and a lot of the kids and the teachers knew that I could really dance. Really good. I was a really good dancer in high school. So then I started to try out more talents. And the talent that I recently discovered that I can really rap and I can really flow. So I literally did what I did when I was a dancer. When I was dancing, I grew to the beat. So when rapping was the same thing too.
Along with the show, you aspire to be a rapper and write more of your own original songs or rap.
I recently put out my first album out already because of the show. And I had the number one single on YouTube, which was "Suck That Booty Booty." That was the first song I ever done. And now I'm in the process of working on my second album.
Your second album. So can you share a little rap,
Oh my goodness! For the second album, I have
just a line or something.
a line. Can't get you out of my mind.
All right, so how are you gonna wrap it?
So, yeah, no, right.
Yeah.
He goes, can't get to out of my mind. I wish we had more time. I don't know what to say. Cause I'm gonna find my way. Stop staring in the sky. And I just don't know why. I do this for my sisters. You know I really miss you.
Woo! That's awesome. So that's gonna be on your second album coming out?
Yes, that was called, the title of the song was called Wherever I Go. And that's right there for you.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the best part of being a TV celebrity?
I think that, you know, when people see me on TV and they see me what I'm doing on TV and, you know, the rapping and the acting is that would actually inspire other people to do what they want to do in their lives. So that's what, so the show is actually sending out a really positive message to kids with Down syndrome. So all different disabilities.
To everybody. Yeah, it's a great message that we should all be able to live out our dream. In this fourth season, do you learn to drive?
I do. Oh my God. That's funny. Yes. Oh. I cannot believe you asked me that question. I was so good.
Why not?
Actually, it comes on today. And I'm gonna have to drive because I'm trying to be more independently.
Right.
Because I can't have my mama driving me all my life because when she gets old, she's gonna be getting old. So I'll be driving myself, you know. I have to drive. I have to be more independently.
You're still learning, though, is that right?
Yeah, I'm still learning. I haven't taken the test yet, but I will one day.
But you're gonna. All right. Well, that's awesome. What's your favorite music to listen to?
Rap is my number one favorite song music I love to hear. My favorite artist is Missy Elliott. She's one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Okay, great. And do you have any secret talents that we haven't heard about yet?
Secret talents? I love to sing.
You love to sing?
Yes. And this is gonna be on my second album.
So you're gonna sing and rap on your second album?
Yes. Because on the first album that I put out, I wasn't singing. I was only rapping on the first album. So this album's gonna be rapping and singing. So
great. When is that coming out?
That'll be coming out on my birthday, December 8th.
December 8th? Wow. All right. So everybody can be downloaded on December 8th and wish him a happy birthday. Is there one thing you wish people knew?
I think that, you know, with people with different disabilities, they can have their own dreams. Just don't give up on those dreams because you don't know when that change will come. I'm saying something might come up sooner or later and have you guys on TV show or, you know, like what is your main dream that you want to reach? And that's what Born This Way is happening. My dream of becoming a rapper now reach to other people that want to become a rapper. So it, you know, it's like everybody on the show has their own dreams.
It was great speaking with John, and I love that John was willing to off the cuff share a little rap from his new album that's coming out later this year. He's a great sport. My next conversation was with Rachel Osterbach. I started our conversation by asking her about being a presenter at the Emmys and what that was like. Hear what she has to say.
So last year at the Emmys, you and John you made history as the first people with Down syndrome.
Down syndrome, yes.
To be televised and present an award. So what was that like? What was it like being on the Emmys?
Well, it was a dream come true of mine. It's my favorite part of the show.
Wow. And was it nice to be all dressed up and were you nervous to speak in front of everybody?
No, I wasn't. No, I was just being myself. And then and I pretend nobody's there.
You pretended nobody was there? I spoke to John yesterday, and he said he wasn't nervous either, but you guys are brave. I can't imagine. I'd be nervous standing in front of all those people. So
I know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I read a quote about you.
Okay.
That Rachel, and it goes like this, Rachel is a reflection of the love and strength from an inspiring family.
I have a very supportive family. Like, my parents are very supportive. I have a brother who's very supportive. I have a lot of support. As a maid of honor, yes.
And for Christina's wedding?
Christina's wedding, yes. As a maid of honor.
Yes.
When you're a maid of honor, what kind of duties and responsibilities did you have?
The duties I had, my duties is to help her breathe, just get her calm, and be with her whenever she needs me.
And what about dress shopping? Did you go with her when she was dress shopping? I think you did, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was there for dress shopping. Yes, I was. That was really fun.
That was fun.
Yes.
And what's the best part of being a TV celebrity?
The best part of being a TV celebrity is I get to meet a lot of famous stars, and going to the Emmys. And I also, my other favorite part is I get to, most of my favorite part is overcoming my fears.
Your fears? Yeah.
Yes.
So what fear have you overcome?
Going to concerts. It was at the beginning because I had a fear of loud noises.
Oh, wow. Well, that's terrific then. So now you've overcome that. That's great.
And camping. I got a fear of camping. That was back in season 2.
Okay. And I also heard that you are a great friend to everyone in the cast.
Yes, so I am.
What does it take to be a great friend?
Like, I keeping secrets.
Ooh.
I like keeping secrets. I tell nobody else. Yes, because I have two closest friends.
Yep.
Tina and Megan are my closest friends.
Do you feel like you're changing the way people think?
Yes, I do.
What are your thoughts about the show and the series' message to society? What do you think the message is that they're receiving?
Well, the message they're receiving that anybody can reach their goals and their dreams. And all you do is just be yourself and follow your heart.
Follow your heart. I love that.
Yes.
As a role model to others and an inspirational speaker, what advice or message would you like to share with others?
I'm a speaker.
She does a lot of speaking on education.
Oh, yeah, about employment.
About employment. And in fact, we're really excited in Baltimore next year. She's going to be a speaker for a high school.
High school graduation.
A college graduation. Okay. Tell them the message they give you, Rach.
The message they give me?
No, you give them about people with Down syndrome.
People with Down syndrome can do anything they want to do.
Yes, that's right. I agree. Because we also cover lots of people with different disabilities. So what I like to think it's everybody can do. Everybody should be able to follow their dreams.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what disability you have.
That's right. No matter what disability. When you talk about education, you advocate for people to obviously get an education. And I'm assuming I'm putting words in your mouth, but
okay.
You tell them about education.
Okay. Education?
Well, you tell them your experience of how you got a job. Tell
like,
them.
I tell them about my experience, like my jobs I have, the job I have. And I'm having 2 jobs.
And how you do it.
My current job and how I do it. Mm-hmm. And my schooling. When I first got here, I had trouble making friends. There's another thing we all need, friendship.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Friendship.
Friends. And you're a great friend.
And Rachel was just the first one last year to be with a disability, anybody with a disability, inducted to her high school hall of fame.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is great.
The most achieved.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Boy, you are very accomplished, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
She keeps me busy.
Supportive family, thank goodness, huh?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mom, thanks for being a great advocate yourself. We appreciate moms. And
thank you.
Making a difference for all of our kids out there. So thank you, Rachel, for making a difference and paving,
you're welcome.
And paving the way for other children that are coming up behind you.
That was our goal. Yes.
Well, and you guys have accomplished it. Yeah, and making a difference in society, right? So there's a different there's a message out there that, hey, we are.
I think what the amazing thing is the feedback that we also get from people who don't have disabilities, like teenagers that watch our show just because they could relate to us because they're bullied or because they're overweight or because they suffer from anxiety. We have had so many people who just feel different who could relate to our show. So that's been the biggest accomplishment for us.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
There's one thing you didn't know that everybody needs is inclusion.
Yes. Inclusion is important.
Yes, very important. I agree.
Well, when I first came here, I wasn't included.
That's right.
Because I had to fight to go into school.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, that was 35 years ago. So.
Yeah.
Well, but no, but my daughter, I have a daughter that's 21. And
okay. It's still a battle.
It's still a battle because she's included in some things and not in others. It's
like, I know,
it's discretionary what they decide to include.
Exactly.
And their idea of mainstream is.
Exactly.
And yeah, my daughter also suffers from anxiety. So, you know, I can push so far, but at the same time, it's not good for her. So you kind of have to, do
what's balance necessary. It out. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We love talking to you.
Thank you. It was wonderful talking with you guys. I appreciate everything
you too.
In conclusion, remember what John said. Don't give up on those dreams because you don't know when they'll come. And from Rachel, anybody can reach their goals and their dreams. All you have to do is just be yourself and follow your heart. Wise words. I'm Shantae, and you've been listening to Parenting Special Needs Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hey, we're newbies on Instagram still. If you haven't done so yet, please go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, then rate and review this podcast. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.